The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading, like yesterday's reading and like tomorrow's reading, is from Seneca's letter number 2, and really it's just that one paragraph, which I'm only reading to get that one line. So let's read it again. Judging by what you write me and by what I hear, I am forming a good opinion regarding your future. You do not run hither and thither and distract yourself by changing your abode, for such restlessness is the sign of a disordered spirit. The primary indication to my thinking of a well-ordered mind is a man's ability to remain in one place and linger in his own company. That's the line I want to focus on. So yesterday we went over Marcus Aurelius's take on that idea and theorized that maybe that's what Seneca means. Today, I want to share another piece of advice from Rabbi Moskowitz that paralleled this. Now, I wrote this up in an article in 2013, and in that article, I refer to the following as a transcript from a shiur from Rabbi Moskowitz. I don't recall what shiur it was, and just knowing the way Rabbi Moskowitz talks, I imagine that this was a quasi-transcript. I mean, I think he probably spoke in half sentences, and I made them into full sentences, or maybe he started to articulate thoughts, and I edited it down into a more readable fashion because his speaking is not necessarily like his writing. So this is from that quote unquote transcript from a Rabbi Moskowitz shiur. I don't know what it was on or when it was given. So Rabbi Moskowitz says, "You shouldn't be a goal oriented person." When I say goal-oriented, I don't mean a practical person, meaning he's not telling you not to be a practical person. He says, by goal-oriented, I'm talking about people who are driven to fulfill goals, people who need goals in order to function and to be happy. These are the types of people who make goals for themselves even when they are on vacation. They make a schedule and a list of things to accomplish while on vacation and tell themselves, I need to do all these things. In reality, a vacation shouldn't be about fulfilling goals. To the contrary, it should be a vacation from goals. How can you tell if you are a goal-oriented person? The test is this. Are you able to just sit and do nothing? Most people can't. If they sit down and try to relax, they start to get antsy. They feel they have to be doing something. They have to accomplish something. If they're not accomplishing something, they feel bad about themselves, like there's something wrong. Well, what if there isn't anything to accomplish right now? What if you can't do anything? Or what if nothing needs to be done right now? Or what if you just need a break? Let's say, for instance, that you only have a certain amount of energy you can put into learning, but then you need a break. When you take the break, is it really necessary to set up another goal for yourself? Or can you just say, I feel like sitting down and doing nothing for a few hours? Are you capable of doing that? Most people aren't. Most people can't just relax even if they try. Their conscience puts them in conflict and scolds them saying, you're not accomplishing anything. You need to accomplish something. Okay, that's the end of the Rabbi Moskowitz quotation. Okay, so I remember when I heard this, at the time I heard this I must have heard this for the first time in high school from Rabbi Moskowitz, but when I was in my yeshiva years and I heard this and it actually like impacted me, I was the person who would make, you know, who would have goals during vacation time or during break or whatever, and I would be driven and I was not able to sit alone and do nothing. And Rabbi Moskowitz really helped me to put the brakes on that whole goal-oriented. And I remember actually like duking this out with one of my other rabbeim because he read this and he said, what do you mean? You know, someone who's a Talmud Chacham would never just sit and do nothing because that would be Bittul Torah, you know? So I said, well, what about the cases that Rabbi Moskowitz talked about? Like, what if you need a break? Or what if you've maxed out your stamina in learning, you know? Or what if you're just overwhelmed by stress, you know? Shouldn't you be able to just do nothing? And if you couldn't do nothing and your mind was racing and you felt like you were wasting time, wouldn't that give you a tremendous amount of self-knowledge, which could then aid you in doing tshuva, in getting a priority straight, in a bunch of other things that Talmidei Chachamim would be interested in, you know? So the way I view it with Rabbi Moskowitz is, I mean, he's doing two things. He's telling you, he's clarifying the ideal, that the ideal is, I say ideal laughingly, the ideal that should also not be made into a goal. The ideal is to not be a goal-oriented person, meaning not to be the type of person who just feels like you just have to be doing stuff. I think that, you know, Rabbi Moskowitz didn't give this argument, but, you know, if you look in our sources, I think the greatest argument for this is the personality of the person who's learning lishma or doing mitzvos lishma, you know, for their own sake, or the ovid me'ava, someone who's serving God out of love, is they are completely involved in the process of learning. Like the Ram says, is there's no purpose of the truth other than to know that it's true. You know, ein taklis emes el l'dashuhu emes. And when a person who's attached to the truth is learning, he's not learning in order to do something. He's not learning at the moment in order to get, you know, fame or kavod or to, you know, or, you know, to even to fulfill the mitzvah. He's not learning because God commanded it. His mind is just attached to learning. Now, obviously he is aware that learning is a mitzvah and that might have been what prompted him to get involved. When he's in that state though, of lishma and of, you know, of ahava, of love of God, he's not thinking, I'm doing this for a goal. He's completely absorbed in the experience. And same thing, I imagine, would be, you know, in doing a mitzvah lishma. I say I imagine because I've definitely had the experiences of, you know, of learning lishma from time to time. But mitzvahs are much harder to relate to. And that's a whole other question of what it means to do mitzvah lishma. But, you know, in that state, you are not goal-oriented. You are completely involved in the process, not the goal. And so that's one of Rabbi Moskowitz's points here, is he's clarifying what the, you know, one of the features of perfection is not being driven by these goals. In fact, we have a word for these goals. We call them lolishmas, you know, and they're important. You should always be involved in Torah and mitzvahs, even shalolishma, even not for their own sake, even for ulterior motives, because that will bring you to lishma. But that's not the highest level of perfection where you're involved in it for a goal, you know? So that's one thing Rabbi Moskowitz is doing. But the other thing is he's proposing an experiment that, you know, look what happens to yourself if you try to sit and do nothing. And that itself can be a valuable experience, which can provide you insight, which you can then use for further maintenance of your own development in learning and in mitzvos. So that's another thing that I think Seneca would agree, that if you can't sit in one place and linger in your own company, then something is wrong. And I think that his implied criticism of his of Lucilius, of his, you know, his student, where he says you're always like rushing from one book to another, that shows another certain like sense of lolishma goals, of like, well, I have to learn from all of these authors, you know. So I think there's a commonality there, but I think Rabbi Moskowitz took it in a slightly different direction than Seneca did. All right, so that is it for today's episode. End of 2 out of 3 of these of this mini series on Seneca's advice about doing nothing. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbishneweis. Link is in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone. And like I mentioned a couple episodes ago, this is the beginning of the month. Great time to become a patron. Again, even $3 a month goes a long way in not keeping me off the streets, keeping me off the tutoring gigs. You know, I really would like to be able to not be dependent on tutoring for my income, for my supplemental income to pay my bills, and to be able to just make content like this for all of you. Thank you very much.